Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am Nobin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. Chief Minister Nipurio reviews ongoing works at Konyak Heritage Village. Nagaland Congress flags concerns over reimposition of protected area regime in the state. Top National People's Party leaders join Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee and Tenimi Union Nagaland urges review of amended free movement regime along Myanmar border. Now the news in detail. Chief Minister Nipurio today inspected the ongoing works at the Konyak Heritage Village. Mr. Rio said the village is aimed at showcasing the rich cultural heritage of the Konyaks. He exuded hope of seeing the place become a hub for community unity, cultural pride and a place where bonds can be strengthened. Noting that unity and cooperation are essential for development in any society, Mr. Rio thanked the administration, civil societies, landowners and workers and called for continued support for the works. The Chief Minister informed that all constructions will be completed within 2 months, with inauguration expected in the first week of April. The Congress Party in Nagaland has raised serious concerns regarding the Protected Area Regime, PAR, reimposed by the Indian government in December last year. Working President of the Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee, NPCC, Kridi Thenio, voiced the party's strong opposition to the policy, describing it as a move that could isolate Nagaland from the rest of the country and hinder its development. The leader highlighted that in recent years, Nagaland has seen a growth in tourists, particularly during the Hornbill Festival, which has helped to improve the state's image and economic growth.
Congress Party, we feel that when people have come to know about Naga people are living in peace and there is peace in Nagaland, and they now visiting Nagaland in large numbers and even to invest in our state, when such opportunities are being opened, we feel that this type of policy is making us isolated from other, from the rest of the country. And this will not be a good thing for the people of Nagaland as well as for the government of India. We would like to make a request to the Home Ministry as well as in the Parliament through our MP to raise this issue so that they consider our case and Nagaland should be an exception.
The NPCC leader also assured the people of Nagaland that the Congress Party will not let this matter be left unattended and exuded hope that the government of India will consider the case positively. In another significant development for the Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee, NPCC, a total of 15 leaders from the National People's Party, NPP, have joined the Congress fold today in the presence of NPCC President and Lok Sabha MP, Spongmeran Jamir and NPCC Working President Kridi Thenio at Congress Bhavan Kohima. The NPP leaders who have joined include NPP State Vice President Bitong Sangtam, General Secretary Organization L. Hiketo Shohe, Mahila State Executive Member Ilina Shohe, Secretary Bipin Kumar and Akiti Chishi, besides other leaders from the National People's Youth Front. Lok Sabha MP Mr. Jamir asserted that the joining of the young leaders is an encouragement for the Congress Party and will also strengthen the party's central leadership.
The Nationalist People's Party, permanent leader, 15 of them, they are joining our Congress Party. From today onwards, we'll be working together. This is the occasion where it is clearly shown that Congress will march for the people. So this has the turning point for the Congress. And we are welcoming all our young leaders.
Leaders who joined the Congress fold expressed their discontent on the functioning of NPP organization and stated that there is lack of electoral prospects and differences in ideas and ideologies. Former NPP Vice President Bitong Sangtam said they have joined Congress because they can see something for the future. Former General Secretary Organization NPP L. Hiketo Shohe viewed that it is better to be in a good opposition than to be in a coalition government and speak nothing for themselves and for the people in general. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back, you are listening to the evening news. The Tenimi Union Nagaland TUN has expressed deep concerns over the recently amended Free Movement Regime FMR guidelines along the Indo-Myanmar border, urging the Government of India to reconsider the restrictive policy. Under the revised guidelines, cross-border travel has been limited to a 10-kilometer radius, validity of border passes cut to 7 days, and multi-layered verification process has been introduced. The TUN claimed that these changes disrupt the social, cultural, and economic practices of Naga people whose ancestral lands span across the international boundary. It also said multiple layers of verification involving the Assam Rifles, state police, and health officials place significant barriers to access essential services. The development adds to earlier concerns raised by the TUN regarding the proposed border fencing. In a formal appeal, the TUN called for restoration of the broader 40-kilometer FMR and urged the government to engage in meaningful dialogue with Naga stakeholders to ensure policies that uphold inclusivity, equity, and mutual respect. The Kohima Press Club KPC observed its 24th Foundation Day today. Gracing the event as special guest, veteran journalist and chairman Sovima Village Council, Sebastian Zumbo, recalled the nascent days of media in Nagaland and difficulties borne by journalists then. He remarked on the transformation in the media scenario over the years, highlighting the rise of digital content creators. In the age of burgeoning YouTubers, acting as first information providers, Mr. Zumbo requested the KPC to initiate and collaborate with the Department of Information and Public Relations to frame certain guidelines to regulate the ethical functioning of YouTubers.
I would like to request the KPC also to not only allow admission of YouTubers, but also in collaboration with the Information and Public Relations Department, have some sort of regulation. Because for any fascinating YouTubers, okay, but at the same time, there are some who might lack credibility, or there may be some unscrupulous one who do not have journalistic ethics.
In her presidential speech, Alice Yosha reminded of the club's motto to serve and called upon all members to rededicate themselves to the profession to serve the society. Emphasizing on journalists to be catalysts of truth, justice and development, she urged them to maintain credibility in their profession even in the face of challenges. Ms. Yosha also reminded that the club will be celebrating its Silver Jubilee next year. Signaling the beginning of the Jubilee celebrations, the official KPC website was launched at the event today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said the youth are the assets of the country who will contribute to nation building and prosperity. Addressing the NCC Republic Day Camp 2025 in Delhi, Mr. Singh said that India's culture is bound together by the unity of its 140 crore people, and the development of each individual reflects the development of the society. The minister also urged the people to prioritize discipline, unity, and national integrity in their lives, as these are foundations of a nation on the path of development. Donald Trump will be sworn in as the 47th President of the United States today. The presidential oath will be administered by Chief Justice John Roberts at the Capitol Rotunda in Washington, D.C. Ahead of the ceremony, 78-year-old Trump addressed a victory rally in Washington, D.C. last night. Speaking to a packed arena, Mr. Trump promised to act with historic speed to address every crisis facing the United States. J.D. Vance will also take the oath as Vice President. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio reviews ongoing works at Konyak Heritage Village. Nagaland Congress flags concerns over re-imposition of protected area regime in the state. Top National People's Party leaders join Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee, and Tenimi Union Nagaland urges review of amended free movement regime along Myanmar border. And that's all the news we have for you this evening. We will be back with the English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.